This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Father James McCourters is going to join us because of the such sad news out of New Orleans. But, you know, it's the American spirit once again rising to the fore, Father. I'm sure the people of New Orleans eventually bring their city back. But you deal every day with kids at the school and talking to them. And I imagine that they've been watching the news as well, right?
Well, they have, Phil, and they have their questions, of course, and a lot of their questions do center on the spiritual, the liturgical answers to questions as to why God would visit this kind of tragedy on people. But our prayers go to those who are affected, and there are a great many in the area. I think the way that the rest of us can minister to understand the emotions and realize it's a great shock, especially here at the educational level.
You're the headmaster of a high school in Glendale. Are you counseling kids?
Well, here, the Archdiocese, we're allowing young people to express themselves. The first thing I think you need to do is let people talk about it. When you turn on the television set and you see something like this, sometimes the very first words out of your mouth are indelicate words. There are words that might be considered profane.
Absolutely. I know, like GD.
There's a very good example of that. We have decided that we're not going to admonish the young people, allowing them to express themselves in whatever manner they feel is best, and in contact with public schools as well, so that we can allow young people in the school systems to process this terrible pain that we are seeing in New Orleans, and not to suffer the post-traumatic stress disorders that we associate with these kinds of things.
Can you give me the idea what is acceptable for when you say the kids are allowed to say anything they want?
Well, we're simply not going to admonish young people if they want to say an obscenity, if they're going to say God followed by the word damn, we're not going to. We don't think it's good to let young people express their shock, to not let young people express their shock and horror the same way adults are allowed to.
Tell me examples in your school where the kids are just sort of emoting, if you will.
Well, we had a young man who was brought into my office by one of the teachers, the homeroom teachers, and he had apparently, upon seeing the flooding on television, had used the phrase "F me," and the teacher brought him straight away.
Okay, he used the F word.
Yes, he did, and the teacher brought him straight away to me, and I said to the young man that I understand your shock. And I told our faculty straight after that that this hurricane, and I made an indelicate joke. I said, as soon as this hurricane blows over, I feel it's right to allow the children to use the language that they're accustomed to using among themselves so that they can process this tragedy and the shock and not have adults monitoring them.
All right. Now, on your campus, the kids are allowed to use words such as B-I-T-C-H.
Yes.
Whore, the C word?
Yes, I want to emphasize this is a temporary remedy. In other words, the children are allowed to express and emote in the way that they wish in order to process this terrible tragedy in New Orleans.
All right, but they're allowed to use the C word, the F word, the MF word. All of these are allowed.
That is correct. And the fact is the kids are hearing these words at home and on HBO and on different cables, so we don't approve of harsh language, but in this instance, we feel it's better for the children to use obscenities, even if directed at their teachers, than becoming some Columbine-style casualties of this trauma.
So if a kid gets angry at a teacher,
yes,
he should be allowed to call the teacher an obscenity?
But we're not talking about this as a status quo. We're simply saying...
No, I understand that, but for the time being...
We're simply saying that for the time being, the children, yes. So in other words, Phil, it's very important that the children be allowed to call the teacher. If a
kid wants to say to the teacher that she's a C-word...
Yes.
That's allowed.
As long as it's not gratuitous, or a whore, or what have you. That child does not want to suppress the trauma of this hurricane on the news. And in 6 months, if that child is told he must suppress this hurricane and the trauma of this hurricane... In 6 months, the teacher who was simply called a C-word today, in 6 months, that student is holding that teacher hostage and putting her naked pictures online Al-Qaeda style, So we're trying to avoid this kind of tragedy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. At least in one school and in several others associated with Belmar and Father McWhorter's, they're allowing the kids to express their shock at this event in New Orleans by just emoting verbally. And you feel that you're confident, and by emoting verbally, they can use any word, any obscenity.
Within a time parameter, yes.
What is the time parameter?
I've consulted with doctors and psychologists. I think that for the next 7 or 8 days, you allow the children to express themselves. We don't want, as I said, this child who called the teacher a C-word, or one of the kids called the teacher, I think the phrase was a stained C-rag. We don't want that child, if told he can't say that.
A stained C-rag. In other words, the most vile thing.
But if that child is not allowed to express it now, in 6 months that teacher's picture is on the internet, Al Qaeda style. And
you're saying a Columbine event, some kind of Columbine event.
That's what we're afraid of, and that's what we're trying to prevent. Yes.
All right. This is a newly accepted line of thinking about kids and how they process trauma. With me is Father James McWhorter's from Belmar Academy. How do the kids deal with the shock of the flood in New Orleans at their school and at others? They're just letting the kids emote, say whatever they want, even if the words are vulgar, even if, in point of fact, the kids are talking to their teachers in a way that's very disrespectful. And it is, isn't it?
I don't think it is, Phil. I think it's the child being allowed to vent a part of the psyche, which we understand is an aggressive part of the psyche, but sometimes has to be vented. And the advice that we get from the very best psychologists and children behaviorists is more and more, if you let a child express himself freely and unencumbered, it won't come back to haunt society later. When the hurricane pictures were first being processed on television, I can tell you that one of our young freshmen, when asked for his homework, was asked for his homework by his homeroom teacher, and he said, F that, he's used the F word. And we also had the girls who participated on drill team in a very vulgar display, calling the drill team instructor name.
And what did they call her?
They called her a D sucker. So you can see.
All right, now you, you're okay with this? Did you respond to it?
No, I did respond to it, and after interviewing the kids involved, and I prayed on it. I believe at the time, the prudent thing to do was to allow the children to fully express their frustration.
All right, our number is one. So you got girls calling their drill team instructor a D-sucker. You got these kids using the F-word. In other words, they are given a freedom to abuse their teachers.
Well, we all remember from our childhood, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We are talking about children and adults, and we do ask and expect our teachers to act as adults. As the kids say, you know, these days, they need to lighten up a little bit, you know.
Well, all right, now we have this, one of the kids in her class, one of the nuns, a science class, called her a stained sea rag, right?
That's correct. It's something that shocked the sister involved with Sister Viviana, and it's she's a wonderful teacher, but the children are processing this horrible truth.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I guess because of Columbine and other things that have happened, they're trying everything they can to try to get kids to decompress, not internalize all these traumas and all of these shocks, and eventually have it come exploding out later. So they're letting the kids express themselves completely without any censorship, to the point where they're allowed to call their teachers names. Now, we've got incidents here where the girls called a drill team instructor a D-sucker. They called one of the nuns a stained C-rag. All kinds of things that obviously, were this any other time, these kids would be out of that school or, you know, whatever some of these schools do for disciplinary measures. Our guest is Father James McWhorter's here on the Phil Hendry Show. He is the principal of Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, on dealing with this horrible story out of New Orleans. How do we help the kids process it? Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Father James McQuarters joins us from Belmar Academy. How do we help our kids process the news of the day and this particular case, the hurricane in New Orleans, which has put the city of New Orleans 80% underwater? The kids at your school and other psychologists recommend the kids be allowed to express themselves, that they be allowed to say words they ordinarily wouldn't say. Now, you mentioned that there was somebody had carved into the back of a desk. Can I quote it?
You're talking about Sister Vivian.
Yes.
Yes, please, because Phil, I'm an adult man, and Sister Vivian is a mature person, and our job is not to become personally offended by what these children say. Our job is to help these children process the trauma they're going through.
Well, the kids are scrapping things into the desk, like Sister Vivian is giving H to Father McQuarters.
That is correct. It's crude. It's also expressive. It's also something that comes from a place of fear.
And why are they hostile to you?
I think they want to be hostile to God. I think they feel that God has let the people of New Orleans, let the people of America down, and I think we represent God. And if we can understand this, we can all become, I think, much better parents and teachers to these children. And I don't want the adults to let their egos get in the way. If, for instance, Sister Vivian or the drill the girls' cheerleader teacher, they call her a D-sucker or whatever, and she lets her ego get in the way, and she says, for whatever reason, well, I'm not that kind of a person. Well, of course you're not that kind of a person. This is a child talking.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I mean, I understand. I'm not a psychiatrist. I understand a little bit about the subject. I can understand having open expression and expressing themselves, using curse words and profanity to express the pain and the anguish they're feeling.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, yes.
Right, I understand that, but I'm baffled by how disrespecting and using totally just unacceptable, vulgar...
Well, there you go, judging. You see, you can't judge. The minute you bring judgment into it, what you're doing is censoring a very primal place in these children, which must be expressed, because if it does not is not allowed this expression, this begins to ferment into an anger. And that anger can very easily become an explosive and an antisocial thing. And it's our belief that if, as adults, we don't take these things personally, that we let the children say what it is they're going to. They're always going to rebel against authority.
And well, how do you feel about some kid scratching into the back of a desk, Sister Vivian is giving H to Father McQuarters?
How in the world does that have anything to do with... And I understand they're upset and they're expressing, but can they not have a form to express their upset and not... I mean, I don't see how they're not. It sounds like the kids maybe just taking advantage, or they've. I don't.
Well, that's more of it. That's more of an insult to Sister Vivian than it is to me. In other words, they're basically calling her a whore, and
well,
and that's certainly you don't want that to be. But I'll tell you,
there's another one here. Sister Vivian took one off the chin.
All of these things that are said by the children are said because they're in fear, and because also they're blaming God for what has happened. And we represent God to them.
Is this a school for like troubled children? I don't mean
this is a high school, a college preparatory high school.
It's just a regular school. I mean, they didn't like
college
kids.
College preparatory high school.
Yes,
I'm confused. I don't understand.
You got all of this stuff carved. With Sister Vivian took one off the chin. Miss Elizabeth is a D sucker. This is all extremely hostile stuff.
And why, I just don't understand why they were. I understand about being angry with God. They can be angry with God, but as a Christian myself, I'm not Catholic, but as a Protestant, as a Christian, I don't understand why. Have they not just been taught that there are things that happen that are just out of our understanding?
Well,
we don't understand even it.
Christian children, you know, we're all believers in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're all Christians.
No, that's
but
what I mean.
But I'm saying the children, you can intellectually try to give them the message. For instance, we caught one boy. He was carving to the back of the desk. One of our athletic teachers, a basketball coach, Mr. Hayes. Mr. Hayes has a joy hole in his pocket, and Mr. Hayes plays pocket pool and all of this stupid.
Yeah.
And I said to the teachers of the faculty meeting, I said, as adults, we should...
No, Father, you're making a very good point. As adults, we ought to let it roll off of us. And I think what the gentleman is saying is that the kids at some point need to learn respect.
Exactly.
Okay?
Well, they'll never learn respect unless they look at us and we are able to allow them to vent and allow them to be filled with fear. And
so they call the principal of the girls' school, Sister Vivian, a dyke and a whore.
That's correct, yes. I said a joke, and maybe I shouldn't have said the joke, but I said, you know, it's not half wrong. I mean, a lot of these nuns, you know. But no, I...
Well, that's not appropriate.
What is?
To say that's not half wrong.
I'm speaking to a group of parents, you know. I mean, if you look at this nun, she's... the point that I'm trying to make here is don't take it personally.
What if they said Father McQuarters is a child molester?
I would think it's unfortunate the children have to be that hostile toward me, but I would let them say that. And as long as it doesn't get too far with me, because I'm the principal, I have to maintain order. And if they start calling me queer or something like that, you know.
All right, Dave. Go ahead, David.
I was going to say, I think this, about as far as letting them express themselves, if they're saying, F this situation, this is some S, or
yes,
something.
That's what they're saying, yes, yes.
I think that is very progressive. I think that is good. They can. That's how they can express
right.
themselves.
But here is a comment
when
here.
We're getting into the point that we're just saying the most obscene, filthy things to people in authoritative
But this is
positions.
The anger. Listen, David. This was the anger that was expressed at Columbine. This was the kind of virulent anger. And
well, what about this comment? Father McQuarters has a pencil D.
I just don't understand. So we're doing it out of fear, scared that the kids are going to
shoot
somebody.
Us.
So we'll let them do whatever they want because we don't want to offend them because one might get a gun.
Well, I don't want to
wake up. A little extreme.
Well, I don't know about you. I don't want to wake up one morning with my hands raised above my head and the barrel of a Walther PPKS in my mouth. Being held there by a seventh grader, you know, I need to keep my options open on that.
Well, I mean, I work on the road and drive hundreds of miles a day on the road, and I don't want to end
up
getting hit by a tractor trailer, but I don't live, you know, I can't live in fear of that and not drive.
All right, good point, David. I'm going to move along, David. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Father McQuarters has a pencil D. So-and-so's a D-sucker. All of these things sound like they're written right off the side of a bathroom wall.
Well, you know, Phil, I said to the children, we had a school assembly this afternoon, and I said, I was joking. I said, I know the things you're writing about Mr. Hayes having a joy hole or this sort of thing. But I said, and this was the joke I made. I said, well, you know, you're not half wrong, you know, in a lot of these things, you know, because...
Well, the comment that Sister Vivian is a dyke...
Somebody said that she was a man-eating diesel dyke. And it was my impression that was the feeling the children had because she's a very large woman and has been part of our disciplinary process for a long time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Father, I believe you can't be wrong, further from the truth.
You need to turn your radio down there, Jerry. You're really going to get confused. Go ahead.
Father, you know, he's...
Yes.
There's no way that these kids should be allowed to talk like that. That kids need parameters. They need.
Well, we find, you know, that kind of thinking led to some very violent events in the late 1990s in this country among juveniles.
But letting them talk that way to adults. And
well, can I ask you a question? Why would you take it? If you know you're not that thing, and you know you're hearing it from a child, then why would you take it personally? If, for instance, your name is Jerry, and you are one of our teachers, suppose you're one of our librarians, or you're one of our assistant teachers, and they said, Jerry, I don't know, Jerry does it with the football team or something like that. It's disrespectful, but it also...
Children in Catholic school need to be taught respect. I mean, I send all three of my children to Catholic school, and I would be...
Hey, Jerry, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't turn that radio down, because it's like I can hear it a mile away here. Turn it all the way down.
Nope.
You there?
Yes.
For instance, Jerry, what if it was etched into the back of a desk? You can yodel in Jerry's Grand Canyon.
All right, look, can we just hold on for a minute? 1-800-449-8686. Father James McQuarters is with us. And kids processing the terrible, terrible news of the day. In this instance, Hurricane Katrina. How do we help them? At Belmar Academy and other schools, they're saying, kids, just say it. say it. Just express your rage, express your frustration using every kind of vulgarity, even to the point where they're scribbling things on the back of the desk like Sister Vivian is a man-eating diesel dyke. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Father James McQuarters is with us. Father McQuarters?
Phil, could I beg your indulgence for a moment?
Well, we're back on the air.
I'm sorry.
If you guys, I know you're at a bingo fundraiser there. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. This idea of letting the kids express their horror, their trauma, their shock at these events by just letting them let whatever instinct, whatever, even negative instinct, obscene instinct pour out of them, you know, reaches new, I think, lows when you have what was in evidence in one of the textbooks. Now, you know what I'm referring to?
You're referring to our ancient history text, and in it there is a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ, and one of the students had drawn, an enormous penis on the picture. Yes.
Isn't that for a Catholic school, a Christian school, just about as low as it gets?
It reflects a defect in character. There's no doubt, and it reflects a strong sadistic bent. And one of the other students had drawn large breasts on Mary. And I had made the comment to the student. I said, "Well, those proportions are right, you know," and that got me into some problems with the parents.
And well, why would you say something like that?
Because I'm trying to lighten the mood. I'm trying to let the children know there's nothing wrong with this. And so I simply
so they're drawing large appendages on Jesus and big jugs on Mary, and everything's okay. Sister Vivian took one off the chin. All of these things amount to what you call healthy venting.
Well, Sister Vivian got upset, you know, because a lot of, like I said, you know, if the shoe fits. But
well, what is that supposed to mean? She is a lesbian?
You know, to look at her, you'd swear to Jesus.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Elvin, go ahead.
Hi, this is Elvin.
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
I have five children, three in their early teens, and I've spent, you know, the 15 years I've been with my children trying to teach them that you can't disrespect anybody, that you've got to have the utmost respect for your elders and people of authority, and that you have to conduct yourself in such a manner that people will have respect for you.
Well, I think you're right, but in the event of a tragedy, for instance, today with the news, the terrible news coming from New Orleans, any other day that a child had written in a big... one of the kids came to school with a big poster board that said, Sister Marguerite is a hose bag. I would have had that child expelled.
Oh, are you kidding me? The kid's walking around with a sign like that?
He had put it on the end of a wooden post, and he was walking around like it was a picket sign, yeah.
Well, with children, you give them an inch, and they're going to take a lot.
Well, that's the truth, yes.
If you're going to teach them respect, you can't, even in a moment of, you know, even a moment of frustration, a moment of tragedy or anything, if they're allowed to do anything that they feel right at that moment, that's not teaching them anything. That's letting them think that later on in life, well, if I'm having a bad moment, well, it's just because of the circumstances, that's okay.
I said to the teachers, I said, if what the children are saying is reflective of anything, in fact, I think you're going to have to suck it up. You're going to have to suck on it. And
wait a minute, man. There's nothing a kid has to say about a teacher that is violently obscene that is truth. And
no, I agree with you, Phil.
Well, what do you mean you're going to have to suck on it?
Well, if you say that Sister Vivian, you know, is butch on wheels, you're going to have to, if that's the truth.
How do you know it's the truth? And how do the kids know it's the truth? And what's that got to do with the fact that she took a religious vow?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say to the kids.
Well, that's not what you're saying to the kids. If you say to the kids, hey, Sister Vivian's a dyke, you know what, kid? Hey, if the shoe fits, wear it. You got something there. What respect does that show the nun?
Oh, this, it rolls off her back like water, like oil.
If you let these kids, if you allow these kids to say things now and allow them to disrespect
Elvin,
people...
Elvin, did you stutter in school?
Will you let the gentleman finish? Go ahead, yeah. Elvin.
If you allow these kids to disrespect people now, later on in life they're going to continue to disrespect people, and then they're not going to allow anybody else to have respect for them.
Well, I don't know what you're going to say then when stage two arrives, because stage two is very, very pivotal, and that is public masturbation.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
Well, you have to let them explain.
I don't agree with that at all. Elvin, thank you.
Well, you don't have anything to say about it, do you?
Well, hey, you know what? As a teacher, as a taxpayer...
It's a private school, genius. Taxpayer? Boy, you really got a pair on you bringing that up.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll tell you right now. As a member of my community, I don't care whether you're private or not. I got something to say that goes on anywhere where public decency is threatened. What do you think of that?
Well, now you're talking. Well, see, now you're talking totalitarian.
1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I got a question for your father, which I bite my tongue when I call your father. But you said earlier that you prayed about this situation, right?
Yes, I did. I prayed fervently.
Now,
and by the way, I'll let the crack go by about it. You know, I bite my tongue.
So, but obviously, you say you're a Christian, Protestant, and all, right?
Wait, James, I'm Catholic. I didn't say Protestant.
Okay, well, do you believe that the Bible is God's word, right?
Sure.
So then, what about the scripture that says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he won't depart from it"?
Well, wait a minute. I'm the priest. Are you? No.
I am a minister. Yes, I am.
Well, if you're a minister, do you drink?
Why do you ask him that?
Because if I'm a priest, why would you assume I'm Protestant?
Episcopalian?
There's some other religions that call their ministers and pastors father.
Well, here's my take on all of this.
But I do not drink.
You don't?
No.
But can I share something with you, James?
I do.
All right, get to the point of what we're saying, because you've got kids that are, in my opinion, stepping over the line.
Well, I tried to, James, would you please explain to Mr. Hendry that it's a private school that I'm a part of? Mr. Hendry doesn't seem to get it.
It can be a private school. You tell me you're not getting any food funds from the state or the government at all?
You're asking me if I'm getting any what?
No food, like for the lunch program or anything like that?
No, of course not. No. Our school's in a very affluent community. And the teachers and the parents are all band together as one.
But the bottom line is, what you're provocating there?
You know,
you're putting.
I got a raffle off a refrigerator, so you guys.
Can we finish?
Well, you're putting off these kids, and you're putting these do-as-you-want
type
of kids into my society. That's a problem.
Leave that seat open at Caribbean Poker. You done?
Have a little respect for the James. Thank you for your call. A little bit of respect for my callers.
Mr. Hendry, I'm trying to help the children of today. And I tell the children, call them as you see them, all right? And if Hayes has got a joy hole, have at it.
That's great. That's real respect, man. Also, they can process the trauma. 1-800-449... Leave that seat open at Caribbean Poker. 1-800-449-86. You ever played Caribbean Poker? It's kind of squirrely. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A flashback, but there's a number I'm reading on Fox. If you want to help the people, the victims of Hurricane Katrina, 1-800-SALARMY. That's the Salvation Army. That's 1-800-SALARMY. And because we're Americans, we don't need any help from Thailand. Thank you. We'll get it together. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Now time for our flashback. Here it is. This is a... Nice going, Wayne. Way to go, man. Now you butchered everything up. Forget it. I don't even want to read it now. Wayne, that's cool, dude. Everything's good, man. Wayne fired it early.
A name like Wayne...
What's wrong with a name like Wayne? Bud. All right, here we go. Great show, Phil. Really funny. Can you play the bit where Bob Green is talking about telling his drivers to make that 30-minute time limit for deliveries? I laughed so hard I almost choked. Keep it up. Jack in Detroit. Here it is.
You're the police officer, sir?
Right. Actually, I just retired. I got twice as much time on the job as this guy's got in business, 34 years.
Okay.
What I can tell you...
Wait a minute. What's a cop got to do with what I do for a living?
Oh, buddy, I got everything to do. Just hang on and listen to my story for a second, if you can keep your mouth shut just for five seconds to begin.
Yeah, yeah, you're a cop,
first
all right.
First of all, what you've done, sir, on this program, and I want to thank you for it, is you have created a lawsuit waiting to happen. When, and I don't say if, but when one of your drivers, due to some unsafe driving tactics that he's been hammered into his head that he must do to get there, creates a traffic accident that causes one, two, or three of these deaths that you don't seem to be too concerned about.
I'm You're very concerned about every
very,
life
very
lost.
You're going to make somebody very, very rich. They are going to own whatever the company it is you own.
Well, that's why you're a cop. You don't know anything about the law. Now, see,
well, what is that supposed to mean? He knows about the law.
First of all, what you don't want to do is get into a debate with me about the law.
Well, the civil law
is this. And
I would also say that my drivers are sworn.
Who is going to talk here?
All right, hold on, gentlemen. Just hold on for a minute, gentlemen. This is a police officer talking. What do you mean about the law?
I mean civil law. I mean when it comes to going into a civil claims court, he's out of his league. Now,
all right, let the gentleman finish his comments, Mr. Green, because we've given you almost an hour.
Okay, but if you want to sit here and, make me just sit here and have to bite a towel while these people beat me up.
No,
go ahead.
Let me ask you something, sir. Have you heard of a company called Domino's Pizza?
Domino's Pizza?
Have you ever heard of Domino's Pizza? Have you ever heard of them, sir? Have you ever heard of Domino's Pizza? It's a simple question. Just a yes or no.
It's a pizza company. Is that correct?
Excuse me. I just asked for a yes or no answer. You want to know the law? Just pretend like I'm a lawyer. Yes or no, sir?
All right.
Have you heard of Domino's Pizza?
Well, you pretend like I'm Marilyn Monroe. I tell you what.
Answer the man's
yes
question.
No,
have you heard of Domino's Pizza?
Have I heard of Domino's Pizza? Is that his question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm racking my brain.
All I'm saying is...
You've never heard of Domino's. It seems
weird. Do you remember Domino's Pizza? Their famous thing was what? 30 minutes or less. Is that not correct?
Well, sir,
you don't know.
You're asking me. I don't know their company.
You don't know.
I came up with the 30-minute or less guarantee. I know that.
Excuse me, sir. You were way behind Domino's Pizza when it came up to 30 minutes or less.
Domino's Pizza from a boil on my rear end, okay? I came up with a 30 minutes or less guarantee.
All right, let me
tell you something. Domino's Pizza is a billion-dollar corporation, and yours is probably a $2 organization the way you run it. But what I'm trying to tell you is, sir, they were sued for exactly what you're doing, telling their drivers they must be there in 30 minutes or less. It costs them so much in litigation fees. Win or lose the litigation doesn't
matter.
Well, I'd
like to see your source material on that.
The source material, sir, it's litigated law. You don't have to be a brain surgeon.
Did this make the news?
Excuse me?
Did this make the news?
Make the news? Please. You're kidding.
You've never heard of Domino's Pizza, Mr. Green. Domino's Pizza is an enormous chain pizza delivery company, not unlike, the others. And they were sued, and they lost. And,
Well, how many pies were they delivering? Because I bet you we got them beat. How many pies do they do a day?
How many pies do they do a day? We're talking all over America.
All over. I cannot believe, sir, that you've not heard of Domino's Pizza.
I never heard of you either, so what difference does it make?
Okay. Let me just tell you one other thing. One of these pizza companies, and it was not Domino's Pizza, thank God, was in such a rush because everybody, there's a tremendous competition. When I was working asset investigation back in the early 70s...
I like this guy telling me the restaurant business. I just love it.
Will you let the man finish, please?
You're about a rude individual, sir.
No, I just want to... Was it thin crust or Supreme?
I'm just trying to tell you something from my experience...
As a pizza delivery guy or as a cop?
As a police officer.
Boy, this guy is really
rude.
Let me
ask you a question. Are they the guys that do the four cheese? That's all I want to know. Are they the guys that do the four cheese? Because then I've heard of them, if they do the four cheese.
Who?
Domino's. Do they do the four cheese?
I don't know.
I don't eat pizza very much. Just listen to what I'm telling you. A pizza delivery, and it wasn't Domino's, but a pizza delivery kid that was trying to beat the Domino's 30-minute thing, because that's what Domino's kind of set the standard at that time. He ran across a railroad crossing through and tried to beat a red light.
I'd hire that kid.
Okay, fine. You don't have to hire him anymore, sir, because he burned up in his vehicle. Excuse me, sir. Let me explain something to you. Not only did this young man
die. The guys that do the breadsticks and the hot wings.
Will you let this guy finish?
Jesus. You know what? Not only did this young man die, three other people died in two other cars because this young man had to make his delivery as quickly as possible.
And you can't see where that young man, at least he burned with dignity.
Oh,
because,
my God.
All right.
You know,
look
sir,
at
let
Paul,
me tell you something.
Paul, I got a break. And
well, this guy, you know, if he wants to tell me about Winchell's, maybe I'll listen.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, one other thing to keep in mind about the hurricane and the flooding in New Orleans, if you see a news story reported, don't believe it. Double check it, you know, like triple check it. Believe me, man. I mean, I've been around the news business for 30 years. And when a story like this is breaking and the guy says, there are reports that such and such is happening, I wouldn't believe it until you double and triple check it. Honest to God, I'm seeing all kinds of stuff being reported. One thing's for sure, the 80% of the city's underwater, they're going to have to evacuate New Orleans. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But this is a lifetime of firsts for me, man. I don't know about you.